Hello, this is Chris Pierce, and welcome to the Self-Maintenance of the Brain and Body podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 24. The topic for this episode is post-traumatic growth. I'm sure you've heard the famous quote from Friedrich Nietzsche, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger," meaning when overcoming a difficult situation with a sense of persistence and resilience, we are able to find growth in one way or another. Richard G. Tetchy developed an intervention in treating PTSD called post-traumatic growth. This approach empowers one to accept that they cannot change what has happened to them and not allow their trauma to define who they are, but serve as a catalyst for better, stronger person that they have the potential to become. Tetchy described post-traumatic growth as, quote, positive psychological changes experienced as a result of the struggle with trauma or highly challenging situations, end quote. Here is a personal example. Now, looking back on the 48 months I spent away from my family while serving in combat, I can identify multiple areas of growth. Now, think about the chaotic fallout from Afghanistan, where the Taliban quickly took over the country as we departed. I hear a lot of war veterans asking themselves, was loss and sacrifice worth it? Was all the trauma I suffered for nothing? I think about this, and I think about my time in the Middle East, and I can identify that even what may seem as a total loss, I can identify areas where my family and I have grown. My wife, as a military spouse, developed numerous skills and talents she never would have developed had she not been faced with raising a family alone in my absence while I was serving my country. The couples counseling we received to deal with the traumas of multiple deployments caused us to strengthen our relationship and increase our resiliency in the face of marital problems. I grew spiritually, developed new talents, established new long-lasting relationships, and I improved intellectually. Overall, I became better prepared to face future life's difficulties because of the trauma I endured during those multiple combat deployments. We can't change the past, and for overall improved mental and physical health, we must accept that we can't change the past and search for how we can grow or how we will grow in the future in the face of what has happened. This is what post-traumatic growth is. We have two choices whenever we face difficult situations or traumatic experiences. One, allow this event to define us and drag down our mental health. Or two, choose to accept that we can't change the past and use our past as a catalyst to grow and improve ourselves. It's not the events that have happened to us that cause the mental difficulties. It's the attitude and the view we take of these events that impacts one's mental health. We all have the potential to grow and move on when faced with trauma or the difficulties of life. This week, I challenge you to reflect on your past and current difficulties. Accept them, move on, and reflect on how you have grown because of them, or make a choice to grow because of the problems you are faced. Reflect on them and find ways that you can grow to get past these. This concludes this episode. Thank you for listening. Please tune in every Monday for another self-care tip. If you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and share it with your family and friends. Please check out my self-care book, Self-Health Andragogy, Self-Directed Learning Approach to Mental and Physical Self-Care. It's available on Kindle, print copy, and audiobook. You can find links to this book in the show notes of this podcast.